It's a Daily Talk Show episode 365.
Oh, yeah. What a great number.
Yeah. Did you know that you could listen to an episode every day for a year and you wouldn't repeat?
Yeah. News resolution. That might be your thing. Yeah. Do a download of all the Gronks. All the Gronk episodes.
3D Dill mentioned that.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, he's a wise man, come out with wise statements. Mm-hmm.
Does that mean our first birthday in some regards?
Oh, yeah. It's our first birthday in terms of when we were born. Our first episode. It's a bit loose today, I'd say.
Well, it is actually. We're pre-recording this on Friday because
we didn't want to. We didn't want to, you know, upset the Queen as it is Queen's birthday.
Queen being Bree and Amy, the Queens.
Queen Bree and Queen Amy.
That's how they are. No, but it's nice to have a day where it's not the show.
To be honest, I'm actually happy that we're doing it on this day rather than Monday because.
I'm glad you're being honest.
Yeah, well, it was a Fat Friday. Last episode.
Yeah.
And we did fudge it. We've said that we want to do a session where we get together and we all throw up the dates. You know, it's International Tree Day. It's International blah, blah. Like I remember doing it in radio in Shepparton. We would go through and like do a whole bunch of research and put into a calendar all the funny dates. There's a bunch of stupid ones.
Yeah.
I mean, the one that we missed on the Fat Friday, I don't even know how it didn't come into our radars prior to Fat Friday.
This is a big, the donut, International Donut Day.
International Donut Day. And I couldn't believe how much traction it got on the social medias.
What about International Kiss Your Mate on the Lips Day?
Is that a thing?
Could be.
Mr. 97, look up the random days. You know, like
But would you participate in Kiss Your Mate on the Lips Day?
My wife is my mate, my Bodie boy.
No, for the
my
show,
son is my best
for
mate.
For the show.
Yeah, like what? I'd kiss you on the lips if I had to, if I had no option to. As Santiago said, it's like a ritual in South America. It's not a rite of passage. It's a tradition.
That's what you want.
It's the way you say goodbye. There's a whole thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so whilst Mr. 97 looks up international days across the world, it's the international bit, you have gone out earlier and gotten some donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go?
I just went to 7-Eleven. They stock Krispy Kreme donuts. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember because to be honest though, when Krispy Kreme started to get stocked at 7-Eleven, it did take a little bit of the shine off it.
Yeah, it's like it's definitely not primo when it's stocked in 7-Eleven.
Mm. Like
no offense, but it's a convenience store, which is
not a quality store.
Yeah, we went past a Krispy Kreme donut shop.
It was huge.
Coburg? It was like at 12:30 a.m. Yeah. Driving back from New South Wales. It was ginormous.
Yeah, I like the blue, by the way.
Oh, thanks, dude. It's I thought I'd just go another color. We've gone real loose. I'm just doing whatever I want nowadays. Yeah. Now that we got a new studio, fresh and free.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so but you've gone to 7-Eleven. Can you please 3D Deal pass them to us?
Yeah.
And then TJ, can you describe what we have?
Yeah. So this is a good marketing thing. You go into a 7-Eleven and. Oh. On you hear like the radio happening. I think it's even. I don't even know if it's a radio. I think it's just like their version, like Coles radio. The supermarkets have their own radio feed. And we used to always laugh in Shepparton. Kel and I, my housemate, and we used to be like, we would make light of people who'd get fired in radio that they'd probably end up hosting Coles radio.
Do you want to hear something interesting though?
Yeah.
It's about Coles Radio.
Okay.
You just open up that packet while I get this for you.
Yeah.
I think you'll find this very interesting indeed.
Okay, so what I got was M&M's donuts because they are being flogged on the radio and on the 7-Eleven radio. So when I'm in there, they're talking about
it. They've got a 7-Eleven radio.
Well, this is what I couldn't tell. Either it was very timely that I was in 7-Eleven and they had the radio on, an ad for 7-Eleven and Krispy Kreme was on at that moment, which just made me want them even more. Anyway, so what's your fun fact about...
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Coles Radio
is
the number one, Australia's number one DAB, so digital radio station.
Why? Because there's so many Coles.
Yeah, I guess so. So the survey results. Isn't that funny? So you're bagging it out and Shepherd, like, they've actually got a much bigger reach than what you were on.
Yeah.
That would have been an upgrade.
That's funny. No, but you know the funny thing is?
What?
When I was on radio in Shepparton, there was a person who was networked because we used to get like the daytime announcer would be from the Gold Coast.
Oh, really?
So he or she would, you know, be fed into Shepparton's network.
And then just try and talk localisms.
Not local at all. It was just music stuff. Anyway, I heard one of the people that was always on hosting Coles Radio.
Really? Well, I think it is an upgrade. I'll read you what. So this was from April 30, 2019. They said, welcome to the second DAB Plus digital radio survey results for 2019. DAB Plus is a growth area of radio with networks putting more time and energy into radio, digital radio than ever before. Mm. So how did the digital stations perform? On a national level, Coles Radio and Double J were dominant. Coles has 233,000 QM listeners, while Double J had 205,000. What was your QM like?
I don't know.
Did they even pull that number?
Nah, they just had like it was the leading station, but I don't know.
Interesting though, don't you think? I mean, are you surprised by that?
Well, it's got a captive audience, as in like they're in the store.
They're stuck.
Do you know what
it's
I
like
saw
like Stockholm
once?
Syndrome.
Full on, full on. Like I hope that they were just very poor and trying to feed their family, not just massive gronks. But I saw a guy and a girl walk out of Coles in Shepparton with a full trolley. And you would think, oh, full trolley. Oh, if they're in the bags, they've bought them. No, this was a full trolley. Items just as like just in the trolley, walk straight out and into the like thing and out. Sorry, guys, steal.
So they just stole a
they just
trolley
stole.
Full of stuff.
Yeah. Gronk move though.
Yeah.
But I saw a bloke flog a packet of like Arnott's. They were shit biscuits too, this guy.
Really?
He just stole the shittest biscuits.
Do you reckon they would be like, if the cops caught him, they would, based on the biscuit.
They get you to give them back. Yeah. Amy was with me. She's like, oh, I saw yesterday too a guy get caught. And this big security guard came up to this guy and said, mate, I know, I saw you steal it. Give it back. Uh-huh. And he's like, no, what are you talking about? He's like, mate, it's in your jacket. And he just pulls out fucking a bunch of stuff. And he's like, either you give it back to me or I call the cops. And he just goes back and walks off. So they're like pretty
full on.
It would clog up the police, you know, the system.
Yeah.
It'd clog up the fucking system.
Okay. Anyway, I got an M&M.
I know you're salivating. You were getting me to talk too.
Yeah, I know. No, I didn't realize the story was going to take.
Krispy Kreme donuts, M&Ms, peanut and chocolate flavor. So if you want the yellow one, I got two packets and they both have the yellow one in it.
What's the yellow one? Peanut.
Well, this is what I want. If it's peanut, there is another yellow one there, which we can grab first.
You bite that one.
Okay, baby.
All right, so it's got a lot of M&Ms on it.
Oh, wow.
Is it peanut butter? Okay, all right, I'm having a yellow. All right, so 3D deal, you can have a crispy, you can have the first.
Give him that one.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, so.
Yeah, so what?
I was just saying give him that packet. The
but
yellow.
That one's got the yellow one. I want the yellow one.
Yeah, so stop holding that one. Yeah, yeah, do that.
Why were you trying to give him?
No, I wasn't. I was trying to hold you back. The reason I got these two packets plus another four, we got 12 donuts rocking here, baby. Was because I wanted to make sure that you got the yellow one too, because I know how much you like peanut butter. I did though, if you look in the other packet, there is some of them are a bit injured. Like there's a bit of icing that's been sort of sheared off. Mm. What would have you done it when you were 11?
I would have cracked it because I got very upset when Mum would not be careful with the donuts in the plastic.
Can you do a bit of a impersonation? Because we know Bernard likes it.
Well, it was more me talking rather than Mum.
Yeah, impersonate yourself and then just maybe pretend like improv. Your mum said something. Yeah, go for it.
Mum, you've fucked the donuts. Josh, have a piece of fruit.
There we go.
Mm.
What do we think? Wow. What do you think, orthorexic friend of the show?
And Dil, that's the last time you sit in that seat. That seat's fucked for you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll sort that out.
Yeah, 3D Dill is using a stool rather than a
Imagine being on a stool at a kitchen table that's like a low down, and then Dill's on a high up stool. He's like a giant.
Is it annoying you?
It's annoying. It's really fucking pissing me off.
I'm taller than the camera. Right?
Yeah, but I'm annoyed because it's going to shake the camera. Just go sit on the couch, can you?
It's slightly upsetting. So what do you want to talk about?
Happy International Donut Day.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I'm happy about it. We were just before we after Friday's show, I got an email from my accountant. And like the accountant doesn't email that much. I'll read you verbatim.
Okay.
What Andrew the accountant said.
So I've had quite a few accountants. Mm-hmm. He's up there with the better ones.
Mm-hmm. So
that's like a 50% glowing review. It's like he's up there with the better ones.
Yeah.
It's like I just still don't trust a whole heap of accountants.
Here we go.
To be honest.
Stand by.
Okay.
Just connecting it now. Here we go. So we got off the show and I just see this. Hi, Bree. This is Andrew writing to Bree. It's a scam. Ignore it. The ATO don't threaten arrest warrants for debts. They don't use robocalls. Cheers, Andrew. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, you're sitting there happened? And you just went, oh, Bree. Mm. Oh, no. Oh, no. It was a weird kind of like, I was a bit concerned that something bad had happened.
It did. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. So for people who don't know, if you're not from Australia, the ATO is the Australian Tax Office. It's like the IRS in the US. What do they call it in Canada? Do you know?
I have no idea.
You serious?
Really? Yeah.
You don't know what the...
Is it just the tax office? Mr. 97's onto it?
Yeah.
Can you slide me another donut? I want one of the pink ones.
You want the pink one?
Yeah, thanks.
CRA.
Have you heard of that before, 3D deal? No, yeah, yes. Okay, so we're just passing over that. What are the donuts? What are you trying? You want a pink donut?
Yeah, I want a pink
donut. This is very unconventional doing donuts on a Monday. But anyway, so I was like, what the fuck has Bree? What has Bree written to him to get that? And she said, hi, Andrew. Hope you're well. I know we need to sign the paperwork and get this to you. We're on it and we'll do it this weekend. I just got this alarming voicemail. I tried to call it back. But it rung out. Should I be alarmed, Bree? And so I've had these robocalls, you know. Hello, this is the ATO.
Yeah.
That type of vibe.
Like they said, they are the most fake thing. It'd be like, let's just fuck it. Let's just have a bit of a joke. If we can get one in a million, it's still a bit of cash.
I know. I just found it like I feel... I don't know why I take it so personally when Bree does this. And you were talking about it, how there's certain things that your partners can do that for whatever reason triggers something in you where you get very upset.
I think we see the best in our partners. Like we see them at their best, but we also think the best of them in most circumstances. And then there can be times where it just goes back slightly and you start questioning. But it's not like you actually think they're that. It's just like, oh, no, I don't. Oh, no. No, you're better than that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just disappointing. Like it's just I wish she'd come to me. Because the other thing too is if you've dealt with accountants, a lot of the time they're not that easy. Like most accountants, it's not just ours. They have a lot on, especially getting close to the end of the financial year. And so I feel like I only have a certain amount of email points.
Mm.
He's on a retainer. He can only answer so many questions in a day. And I feel quite upset. It's the equivalent of being like, hey, I can't log into Xero. Like, can you help me? Rather than just clicking forget your password.
Imagine like H&R Block, those sort of at scale financial companies that help people. And they help anybody.
Mm.
Imagine the calls that they would get.
Yeah, it wouldn't be ideal. What have you got planned for the weekend?
Yeah, because it is Friday, although this episode's out Monday. Mm. This is why we can't do pre-records. This is why we're going to do just 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any in the can, which is dangerous,
but
it just means that we can not have to think about fucking what day it is.
Should we, as a treat,
should
we just deconstruct everything that we've got going on? You can tell us what's happening on the weekend and then let's just do a big rundown of all of the stuff that's happening in July.
Yeah, lovely.
As a treat, given it is a pre-record.
Yeah, it's a naughty little treat for the weekend, long weekend. So this weekend, little kickers tomorrow.
They still have it on the long weekend?
Yeah, well, they didn't have it on
the election. But that was because they
over the voting poll, the voting booths took over the little kickers. But no, we've got it. Other than that, I'm just, yeah, I don't even know. Amy's got lunch and Bodie and I will hang out together mm-hmm. on Sunday. Probably just do a little bit of work.
Yeah, I did invite, so I was catching up with a friend for breakfast mm-hmm. On Saturday, and then Bree said to me, oh, I'd love to, like, let's hang out on the weekend and all that sort of thing. So I did invite Bree to the friend date. So I messaged him and said, hey, just so you know, are you cool if Bree comes as well? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sort of it'd be an awkward thing if he said no.
Imagine if he did.
But have you ever felt that with certain friends where it's like, are you the one to bring your partner and be cool with it being sort of a three-person situation?
I mean, I don't have that many relationships.
What's the red one, by the way?
It's got chocolate in it. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
You're going to love it, Josh.
Should I have that one?
Yes.
I had another one. You had another one. Okay. We got more here. Does baby boy want another?
Normal.
I'll have it after the show.
Oh, will you?
Oh, really? After the show, not even for content.
I think as you get older, and when you've been with your partner for a long time, you know the relationships where it's...
That was fucking gross.
Where you're all hanging out.
Did you see that Freddy deal?
I saw you consume that donut.
The amount of saliva. If we can...
We don't
freeze frame.
Was the donut good?
But
haven't gotten chocolate yet.
You know who, you know the relationships, like where you're all hanging out together. And so there's some in my life that it's just that person and I. It's not a partner's thing.
Yeah.
The activities we do, whether it be the gym or just going for a quick bite to eat, it has never been that. And I don't quite know why, but it is just that with some of my friends. Do you have that? Like any that you just, it will never be you and Bree and them.
Yeah, but I think are you picking up the M&M I dropped? Sorry. I think I feel very distracted. I've got fucking things happening on the Apple Watch. For whatever reason, my LinkedIn is going off at the moment.
I mean, sure.
Anyway, yeah, no, I think there's probably there's times, yeah, as you said, there's some relationships where you bring your partner. There's sometimes when you do it solo. Mm. It's been a couple of times in my life where you think it's going to be solo and then the person's brought their partner.
I'd never do it. I would never just randomly, without saying anything, bring a partner. I wouldn't ever bring anyone else. I mean, to be honest, Hayden Dibb is calling you out here. Mm. He was like, oh, I'm in the area. Come into the studio. I was like, fuck yeah, babe. Come in. Hang.
Brought his bro.
Well, I didn't know it was his bro. Mm. The bro thing makes it okay, I believe.
If it's family.
If it's family, it's like, it is just another version of Hayden who can rap.
Yeah.
Hayden can sing. He's broken rap. And so when he walked in, because we were mid-show, that was when Gemma Watts was here.
It was a bit rattling, being like,
yeah, I was like,
is a courier here? Do we need to sign for an iMac?
Who the fuck's this other dude? Anyway, he's since, you know, lovely. And we met him for the first time.
Now we want him to rap on our show.
And we do want you to rap on our show. He's got some, he's closest thing.
Limitless AU, I think, is his.
Yeah.
Yes, on Instagram? Mason,
he wanted to go to the mic.
Yeah, it is Limitless.
He loves his mic time, Mr. 97. But maybe you and him could do a bit of rap.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see that. I'd love to see a bit of a duo rap thing.
He's a bit like Logic, like a white boy who can rap.
Can you wipe your face? You just got some donut on you.
Sort of more.
There you go. It's gone. The things that we've got happening in July, we haven't spoken about it really at all. We've got our mate Blage, who is, so 3D Deal was working on the first iteration of the web design. And then Blage, our mate, who is a web designer, that's what he does.
Yes.
Has taken it and,
Yeah.
I can added a bit of bling bling to it.
What do you say to people that say, but I don't even look at websites? Like, what's your take? Because I know that a lot of people think, I haven't looked at a website in fucking forever.
It's because there's not that many good websites.
Yeah, okay. And so you still
think... Do you agree or no?
I mean, there are a lot of websites.
But I mean, it's just...
Not very good websites. Are we questioning... I just clicked confirm on the purchase. What the fuck are you doing? Are you just asking... Have you used this as a time to say, do we need a website?
No. It's an honest question because I think it's like...
Oh, yeah, okay, so like from a...
I think we got to a point where websites, it was like... It's like a business card. You should always... You just have one.
If you want to find a restaurant, where do you go?
I go to Instagram.
Really?
Well, I usually...
How do you find out what's on their menu?
Instagram.
Okay. All right.
Which no, Google, no. To be honest, Google. If Google. I find out where I'm going, I go to the Instagram. My brother's got like a full process. It's either because he doesn't want to have to fucking be at this place too long.
Checking exactly. It's like going to a Chinese restaurant.
So he does go to the website and get the menu, mm-hmm. but then he'll go to the Instagram and get like, oh, I like a look at that. And yet you get there, you've number one taken the fun out of the fucking spontaneity of thinking, I'll get that one.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's interesting how we've become from technology, just having everything mapped out. Like we know what's going to happen.
It completely throws things. Mm. Like Brie will say, I think you'll like the Benedict based on the photo, a type of thing. Or, you know, that's a bit small there. Yeah. Or geez, they put feta in the smashed avo. You'll like that.
It's why it pays to have your Instagram game on fleek.
But like, there's also something in just saying like, just going with the flow and not having to do that every time you need to order.
Yeah, and so website, you should just have one if you're a business. There's no excuse. It should be very easy to get in contact with you, either through your social media or straight to your website. Boom, call, bang.
But what about, like, imagine we've been doing a bunch of stuff at the moment with people partnering with us, getting equipment and all that sort of thing. Mm. If we have a website, if we have a presence, it's just a way of legitimizing what we do.
Mm, definitely. I'm sold on the website. Yeah. I'm just
plus the other thing, like from a listener point of view, being able to go to the website, having a single place where you can go and you can look at photos, consume the video, go to previous episodes, have somewhere where we own that we can curate, I think is exciting.
So from a few people,
yes,
there has been there has been advice to us around, I should have created the email list. Mm-hmm. I should have had the website going with the email list to, you know, make people be able to grab onto that, which is so true. And so this is where I'm sold on the website. It's going
to
be great.
The media. We are a media brand. We're not just a podcast. We're not just a YouTube channel.
I'm excited to be able to search just like, you know, Krispy Kreme, all the times that we've been able to talk about Krispy Kreme or marketing. So you've got Jules Lund on there. As we do thousands of episodes, it just becomes it's like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
You could stream for a year of the shit that you want. Like that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, we're really using that stat now. But I think that's one thing that's happening in July, which is exciting. So basically you'll be able to, the dailytalkshow.com will look completely different. It will have even blog posts on there. Mm. I know a lot of, I think it's very common for companies to have blogs. Like, and then they never update them.
Well, I think the blog stuff on websites, I think personal websites where you know the person writing, so you get understand. So if you follow them on Instagram, you get the tone of voice, you understand their shtick. Mm-hmm. And so that's what's important. Whereas like companies that create blogs, how are you into what's being said unless the content is super rich and relevant?
Well, I think it is that. It's being super rich and relevant, like having shit that's awesome. Like we've had people asking how we've done the studio. Mm. So there's the behind the scenes stuff. But then it's also like 3D deal. How awesome is it going to be when someone starts listening to the show now? Mm. They have no fucking idea. How did Mr. 97 get there? Who's 3D deal?
Yeah.
And they can go on the website and they can consume the content that's relevant to that.
Mm, I love it.
So that's exciting. That's one thing.
That's one thing.
The next thing that you alluded to or basically just outright said is 7 days a week.
Yeah. Dude, you know what 7 days a week, doing this show 7 days a week is going to do? It's going to confuse the fuck out of me because I won't know what was on the show and what was in real life.
No, you will because I guess.
You know what I mean? Like I don't know the story at home.
That already happens.
I know whether the story at home was on the show or not. And then I'm like, have I said that? I'll just say it again.
So what's happening is 5 days a week, we have the Daily Talk Show, the show as it normally is. Weekends are the same. The Daily Talk Show in all the feeds.
Yeah.
But the Daily Talk Show on the weekends is the Daily Talk Show's Weekend Banter.
Yeah, I love that. I love that name. I love that domain.
Yeah, we got weekendbanter.com.
Of course, I wouldn't have said that because some little smart ass would have gone and bought it. I wouldn't have said that it was a great domain if you hadn't got it.
Okay, no, I appreciate that. And so we are going to basically have 2 days a week on the Saturday and the Sunday where it's a bit looser. We're going to have more guests. So we'll have situations where it's like five of us plus 3D Dylan, Mr. 97. So seven of us going to get really loose. mixing up. So we've got, you know, the friends of the show, you know, Pete Shepherd, Gemma Watts, all the different Scooter Derek.
Yeah. This is the real Gronk squad.
And so it's going to be a real mix. So that's going to be fun. So starting July, we'll be going 7 days a week, and those two weekend episodes are pre-records.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we are striving for is you can get a lot done in 5 days,
mm-hmm.
and then you should be able to have 2 days of just kicking back.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. And so we're going to churn out shitload of content. It'll stretch us again. I was thinking about
You're slightly worried.
Oh, no, I'm...
Or you've come around.
No. So Josh said, I think we should go 7 days. About fucking 3-4 months ago or something. I was like...
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Can hardly bear you for 5. I couldn't do another 2. When do I have a break? No. I think it was just at the time of our inception of the business.
We didn't have a heater or an aircon.
Yeah, it was very like Josh didn't want to edit because it was too hot. Can you believe computer was almost about to blow up? Yeah.
How amazing is it? I was saying, Bree was like, guys, it sounds like you guys have been so productive.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, it's just like, remember when you would just lie on the couch? I was thinking about it. It's like, I haven't actually
lied
on the couch since we moved into our new office.
Your environment is very important.
Yeah.
And so you need to create a workspace. I mean, we're pretty lucky to be able to, we own the business, so we create our environment.
Yeah, we can order donuts if we want to.
Definitely spend $37.
Is that how much the donuts cost? Fucking hell. We're spending $36 on having an animated thing on our website. So that
now that's an investment. Like I don't know how much. I feel sick.
$36.
I feel sick.
So we get ready for that on the website. There's a little animation up the top, which you'll appreciate. They also charge it. This place is charging us for the hovering header. So when you scroll down, so we're spending
fixed header.
Thank you.
So when you scroll, it'll stay at the top of your screen.
How much is that costing us, the fixed header?
It's funny, 20 bucks.
It's so funny seeing it itemized like this because when you see websites like this, you start going, geez, a fixed header. Like, I'm going to always look at that fixed header and be like, every time I scroll off, it's like, oh, 20 bucks for that.
So it was at the time where I don't think we were quite there yet to do the 7 day thing, but I'm feeling better. I think we've got the space, we've got the studio, we've got all hands on deck. It's we're chooching.
So we've got that.
And I think stretching, right? So it's like people would think it's crazy doing 2 shows a week. People, you know, the people who are doing 2 shows a week would think it's crazy doing 4 shows a week. And so it was fucking stupid for us to go from 0 to 5.
Yeah.
And there was that laborsome time where it felt hard and it was – and you're just in it, right? But then you get to this point where you're like, oh, I'm feeling better. I think it's like business – is like having a kid as well. So you go, you have this kid. Are you ready? Probably not. You don't know what the fuck you don't know. So how can you be ready? But you have the kid and then, you know, it's great. And so you start stretching and getting to the point where you feel, I lost my train of thought.
Well, I think the analogy is, and you forget how hard it is, and then you say you have a second kid.
We're not doing another podcast. No, well, I've been thinking about the kid thing, because Amy and I talk about having another kid. Not that there's nothing to announce in terms of we're having another kid. It's so stupid. But it's not it's not even like we're having these serious conversations around.
Yeah, sure.
Ready, darling, we're going to do this again.
Is that what normally happens?
No, I don't know. But
are you ready?
Bit of that. But we talk about like Amy's more ready. I think we're getting to a place in a year or so. Our business will be fucking chooching. The Daily Talk Show will be firing. So you then are like,
do you reckon you'll tell me?
Yeah, definitely.
You'll be like, we've hit go.
Yeah,
we're on.
What we're on?
We're on like a little
rocket ships attached to the satellite.
Yeah, we're. You got to watch the video for this.
And so the business stuff is similar in terms of like us thinking about 5 months ago and what we were worrying about.
Yeah.
And then the expenses we've outlaid and then getting to the next point where it's like the next thing. Mm. And so you end up just like putting yourself into that uncomfortable place where it like, but you do get further and look back and go, that was fucking. Mm. This is nothing compared to what it – this is so much more compared to what it once was. Yeah.
And I think that we've probably got more similar, don't you think? Like I reckon your willingness – like I'm pretty outrageous sometimes.
Mm.
And I think that like, you're more conservative with certain things. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good to and fro, but it feels like we're more and more, every decision we make, there seems to be less and less friction.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon, or no?
Oh, 100%. But I think it's learning on how to deal with each other. So like, for instance, if something, you're like, oh, do you think we should can buy this? And I'm just like, yeah, we'll make it work.
Mm.
There's nothing going at, so there's like internal red, there's like internal feeling about something, but then there's like red flags that are going up, going, deal.
Yeah.
No red flags. We're saying,
deal.
Deal.
That's a flag. That is Canada, definitely, sorry.
I didn't want you to come. Joking, I wanted you to come and I love
it anyway.
I want you to stay longer personally. But anyway, red flags, none of those. Mm-hmm. And so that's where how I gauge it. I'm like, you know, is this just fucking annoying me? I think it will be hard. Mm-hmm. Or is it like, nah, that's fucked.
Yeah.
So because it's all our opinion at the end of the day.
Well, we're just guessing.
We're not saying we're taking out $100,000 loans or something that just sounds logically silly, but they're just things that we all have our beliefs and feelings about.
Yeah. And so there's that.
Yeah.
Live streaming is also coming.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like you can't see it yet. It doesn't feel real.
I mean, you look at what we did on Friday's show. We tried to live stream it through Instagram, which should be the most simple fucking thing on earth. Instagram, shout itself, our internet, we don't know. And so what I'm saying is I don't think we can't do it. It's one of those things that it's going to stretch us.
Yeah.
For anybody trying to do the live stream thing, you hear Joe Rogan swearing at
the TriCaster.
TriCaster, and that's a company. Imagine that poor company going, oh no, have you heard Joe's latest episode? Yeah.
Well, I think that part of it, because the thing is, we had conversations about 3 months ago with the camera company, which were very positive and basically saying, we want to support you.
Yeah.
We're going to send you a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
We just need to get it approved.
Yeah.
That's gone quiet. But I'm confident that we'll have something sorted in the next month or so.
Which is what I love. I'm not even going, it's not going to happen. I'm just like, we're gearing up for all these other things. Mm-hmm. It's like, that other shit has to happen now because, hey, we got this going on.
Yeah.
And it was, I like that.
We also have the sign, 3D Deals been managing that.
Yeah, we've got a sign going in right behind me.
Can you tell us the process? Like what for the geeks that care about this sort of thing, what is the sign?
So the sign is going to be an acrylic and perspex display sign that the folks at Display Lab have had manufactured for us.
Yeah, we follow them on Instagram if you want to find them. Just go through our followers.
They've been amazing so far. Basically, for the nerds, it's a 10 millimeter thick acrylic that we've had color matched to match the colors of our new logo.
And people haven't even seen the new logo yet.
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you nervous about it or not?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It looks good. It's been on my phone. Here's a little
I'm happy with it.
Sneak.
So.
Oh, hang on. I've had text messages. That's annoying. Hang on. Can I do that? Oh. Why does it always...
Too hard.
This happens every time. Like, I've got the new Daily Talk Show logo as my background.
Was that a contentious issue? Did Bree say, where's me?
No, I haven't actually had a background on my phone since I did the digital minimalism film video that I did like a year ago.
So, is she not... Was she on there before?
Wait, what's your background?
Oh, fuck. I got
is that Jesse?
No. Okay. No, fuck off, you asshole.
Can you believe that I remembered her name?
It's my wife looking hot as fuck and it's a really nice...
It's a silhouette.
Silhouette, but like you can see her face. You can see her smiling. Get up nice and close. So I had this moment the other day where I was talking to her and I was like, see you, darling. She's like, love you, bye, I love you. Hung it up and I just saw a little smiling face and I was like, that's fucking cute. It's so nice.
It is nice.
It's nice having a partner, Mason.
Yeah.
It's nice being able to connect with someone on an emotional level, you know? Should try it.
She's already got it here. Enjoy. I feel an emotional connection with Miss 97. Ready to so finish. So it's a 10 millimeter acrylic, is it?
Yeah, 10 millimeter thick acrylic. It's got a matte finish on it so that the lights don't fuck up.
Yeah,
anything.
Sure.
It's going to look nice and hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's big too.
Yeah.
It's like big. The width of the desk.
Are you getting a bit nervous about the size?
No, I'm not nervous about this. I'm not nervous about anything because I know I did it right.
Okay.
There we go. Jeez, I'm the confidence.
Confident. I'm confident.
He's got the Trump confidence, doesn't he?
Wow, right. He's
got nothing to worry about.
We spent like half an hour on the phone with them so that they would color match the new color in our logo.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, can you do this? I was like, no, we're doing it this way.
Really?
Oh, yeah. See, this is why we love dealing.
Yeah. He's really...
That was great.
real confidence.
Love a confidence.
She's like, I can give you color X, Y, Z. I'm like, no, you're giving me this color.
Wow.
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
So much.
It's paying off.
It looks great. And they've been very collaborative and they've been sending photos and updates. It's almost like having a kid in daycare.
I just got some before. Bodie really? Playing just daycare.
Bodie playing with a stick and a kid with his eye like that.
No, he looked sweet. Bodie's at such a good age right now. He's just in the mornings just
talking more.
Oh, so much.
How long till we actually get him on it?
Grunk Scott.
Does he just say it like...
He said he called you Joshy.
Oh, that's nice.
And I can show him. I showed him a photo of that baby, Mason. He fucking knows you.
Really?
Yeah, he knows you so really? Well. And then I showed another photo of Mason. Oh, there's Joshy.
That's pretty good.
No one calls you Joshy. He's now nicknaming you.
He could almost be... We could have him on Google Photos just going through. You know how you have to click if it matches the face?
Yeah, he could be the facial recognition.
Yeah, just maybe that's what... That's not a bad little job. We could pay him. It's a good idea. But so, yeah, so it's going to be massive, the sign. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's funny what we get excited about.
Yeah. Well, it's our lives. Mm, it's what we spend so much fucking time on.
Yeah. And so we've got the live streaming happening in July.
Yep.
And outside of that, are there any other bits and bobs admin wise that's exciting?
We got a new review.
Oh yeah, great.
On our iTunes, which is always nice. So you can send one of those through if you've got the Apple Podcast app.
Do you want me to read it out for you?
Oh, no, I'd like to read it out.
Do you want me to read the title?
You can have the title.
So Samantha's Big Feet writes, number one, bunch of gronks.
Yeah, great. Review. Here we go. Where to start? Smart, funny, kind, great singer. And that's just Mr. 97. Have loved listening to Josh and Tommy from the start and proud to be a member of the Gronk squad. 3D Dill and Mr. 97 have been excellent inclusions. Can't wait to see what's next for you boys. Keep up the great work.
That's nice.
That's super nice.
Thanks so much, Samantha.
It's funny.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I think we're pretty chill
good.
Today.
My hands are so sticky, dude. I think I need a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get started on some painting. We're doing painting we're doing in the studio. Painting, far out. There you go.
There's another exclusive.
Yeah. And we're still waiting to hear back from 3D Dill about whether we have permission or not.
No.
Security footage. No. You need to shut the fuck up.
Okay, all right.
You've been talking too much.
So we'll let 3D Dill talk.
Yeah.
You have the conversation, then I'll give you my 2 cents.
Hey, Dill, so this morning I asked you, you know, have you had a long, hard thought about...
Can you reset? What are people... What are you talking about?
Yeah, so we
have security cameras. You don't want to talk cameras. About
we're
it because
business.
It doesn't...
We're a business and, you know, we've got things on the premises that we need to keep secure. So we have security cameras that, mm-hmm. you know... run through Wi-Fi and we can see them at any time, anywhere in the world. I saw you singing your heart out on the new mixer with the microphone. It was so cute. You were just belting a tune into this mic. Little did you know it was being recorded. And so I screen captured it and I would like to share that with the Gronk squad.
I'll have a ponder. I'll think about it. I haven't thought about it because I've been worrying about stuff for the business and the and
for the show. Okay. There we go. I'm not going to argue with that.
It hasn't been a priority on my
I'm not going to argue with that. And I will say though, like I know how you feel. There is like if you feel embarrassed about it, it's understandable. We
it's like when someone films you in the shower.
No, it's not.
That's a totally different scenario.
Do you think?
I'd be totally okay with that. Fucking, have you seen this body?
Have you seen this
Flashback
rig?
Friday posted a video of me when I was in Shepparton. This was 4 years ago. It's not
Are
even
you that. Trying to speak this into fruition? Because I don't think it's happened yet.
Well, you fucking that's missed it on the Thursday.
Put it in the Asana.
So me and Candy in a rap battle against Briggs. And I wrote this rap and I recorded it and, you know, I mimed it. To it. It
was, you shouldn't have done that bit.
I know, but I thought it was fun. I thought it would sound amazing and it just fell flat. But in retrospect, it's like everything we do, we will probably look back on and cringe at.
Mm.
And I think it's like people who move forward in this world have a resilience to the internal feeling sometimes that they have when there is something. It's not a sex tape. Like I can imagine if there's something that was seriously defamatory towards you. But I think chicks will love it. My wife loved it. Josh and I loved it. And it's just you being you belting out a tune. Maybe we could be like, first comment, name of the song gets a hat.
The thing is,
that could be good.
So I used to have these security cameras at home.
Yeah.
And Bree and I were very specific that they were for security only.
Yeah.
If we had a fight, we could not call back the security camera footage to work out what the other person said.
I totally agree.
If it's like, you didn't say that, you said this. You couldn't. It was a rule. Even though we had the ability to go back and listen, you just can't set that precedent.
I agree.
My thought is that we can't, whilst it's funny and we show and all, like show it to Dylan and all that sort of thing, even though it seems low level, we can't, as a business, as a show, we can't set that as the hidden camera thing as a thing that we want to bring out in the world. Because I feel like before you know it, we're fucking like, where does the line?
Where does the line go? With the bathroom and nudity. Other than that, it's like fucking if Mason is carrying a tin of paint and trips and fucks the pre-Sonus, we're putting that up. That's hilarious.
I feel like that's even different. I feel like fail
video. That's Mason failing. This is not being sold as a fail video. This is Dill being cute as fuck.
I think I had sold it into Dill that it's like we monitor, but we don't record. And so I feel like it's unfair.
Okay, so but now it's more about you and what you've said.
It's about just the value. Maybe.
I don't think there's anything. Mr. 97, what do you think about it?
I probably side mods with Josh.
Yeah.
Can we get that as an audio grab that I can just have on the mix?
I'm talking about side with Josh.
Even though it was a little bit clunky.
Yeah, we got there in the end.
Very clunky.
Can we just get a clean take without you fucking up your words?
You only say that because you were upstairs fucking singing your lungs out.
Well, what did Amy say? Because Bree's normally the voice of reason for me, and she would say, no, you can't do it. Have you asked Amy?
No, but I think I'm asking. I'm not saying I would have done it if I thought I could just be the one who decides. That's why I've asked Dill 5 times and he said, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, I think is like a fair.
Can we do a poll?
It's different now.
On Instagram?
Poll. I think a poll is good because I think it would lean into your.
So maybe the poll can be security camera captures. Security camera, so a camera installed specifically for security, not for capturing Gronk singing their hearts out. Is it okay for us to post a video that was captured on our security camera of 3D Dill singing his lungs out? And then you just see the poll. I mean, this isn't – the poll isn't the thing that will
determine
go up because it still has to be down to Dill. HR department told me to say that. But
and clearly, I feel like I should be head of HR.
Yeah,
based on, but it tos and froze. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I think that we could set. This is one thing we could do.
Yeah,
I think I just got an email by the way from my mate who's got the security camera stuff. All that sort of thing.
Yes,
we might have new security cameras in the office. If we do, and we have it all set up, I think we could then say, hey guys, new rules. I think we need to set the rules and say new rules.
Yep.
We can use this shit here are the cameras. Yep. It's a little bit like a reality show.
Oh, good.
Whatever happens, happens.
Studio-wise, yeah. I think we could
set up. Do you think that seems more fair, 3D Dill?
Yeah, I mean, if any one of us did stupid shit or really funny shit,
then
it would be good.
Yeah. You know what I think? I'm liking this rule because we still got to finalize the Ten Commandments of the office.
Oh, yes.
So we're probably on to about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
What are they so far? Do you even remember?
Nah, not at all.
Well, you go. The first rule is
not
remember
my problem.
Them.
Not my problem.
That
can't
was a good
be
one.
Used.
Yeah.
So it's everyone's problem. But I think 2 levels. The ground floor.
Mm-hmm.
So car park, in case some Gronk smashes into something, we have a funny incident, we capture, you know, somebody trying to sleep down there. Middle floor, so studio is free for all.
Yeah.
This is other than the bathroom. Kitchen, whatever, but this floor is, if you're in here, you're a part of the Truman Show. You're the Truman Show.
I think
just pretend you're on the Truman Show. Everything's everyone's here is actors.
From an ethical point of view, if you saw someone shooting up out the front, is that okay to post?
I don't think so.
It's just a bit sad, to be honest. Dill singing is not sad. It made my day. I just want to make people's days, Josh.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a weird analogy, me singing to someone shooting up.
I don't know. They're all life decisions, aren't they?
Top floor where we actually get a lot done edit-wise.
Productivity.
I don't think you're at your table, you could be picking your nose and shit. Like, I don't think that's. I think that's off.
I've
balcony. Yeah.
In a previous office,
catch still vaping.
I caught someone taking my Sharpies.
Oh.
And so I ended up
knocking them out.
No, so I basically could scrub through footage, and then see as soon as it left my desk, and then go back, and then find the specific point.
Yeah, I love it.
And
I ended up
putting silver stickers on every single one of my Sharpies. Yeah.
This will teach them.
Yeah, it did. And then I knew, like, it was a, it worked out well.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't but I think it's something we should think about.
Yeah. No, we're definitely getting there. So hopefully we get a whole bunch of new security cameras and the rules are in place. So
perfect.
We'll catch something at some point.
Well, we've got to finish the rest of these donuts. So it's the Daily Talk Show.
Do we?
hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Hope you're enjoying your Monday if you're listening to us now or watching.
Thank you, Samantha, for the lovely
Samantha.
iTunes review.
And we'll see you Tuesday.
See you guys.
Bye.